This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10-7 through 12-1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Do you think if you played in the NFL, I mean, have played in the NFL in the past, you would have your Pro Football Reference player page open all the time? Like, would you have a tab that would just never leave your computer of, like, your the record of your career? Would you do that? No. Seems unhealthy.
No, I don't think. I was playing, nor certainly after. No, I don't think so.
Like, you know how you know the site well enough to know, like, when you open Pro Football Reference, they've got those 12 headshots, any reference
site.
Sure, yeah. And, you know, you can sort of, they seem like they're just there at random, and you can sort of try to guess who they are.
Mm-hmm.
And there was a guy in a Bills jersey today that I didn't recognize, and his name is Leonard Hankerson. So I clicked on Leonard Hankerson, who played one game for the Bills in 2015. Maybe Eric knows him.
I'll bet he did. And he would have been on that team.
I thought if I was this guy, I might just have my page open all the time. Just to sort of bask in the fact that I was in the league. But I don't know. Probably not, again, healthy to do that. Eric, did you make it out of Atlanta?
I did. Yeah, I made it out of Atlanta. That traffic down there is something serious. I know we talked on the pregame.
Yeah.
But, it's between Louisville and Buffalo, I'm not rushing to sit in traffic like that anytime soon.
Was it an adventure getting out yesterday?
It was, but it was kind of self-inflicted because I ended up staying down there and playing golf at a pretty rare golf course down there to get on. And then I decided I think I could make an earlier flight and get home sooner. And so, yeah, it was kind of an adventure getting out, but I just made it.
We had no issue rescheduling you to today, so we're happy to have you today. Monday night, Eric, I mean, it might not surprise you to learn our phone lines are flooded since yesterday at least. Fans are concerned, and it's two losses in a row, which we've seen before. How concerned would you be about the overall here, just generally speaking, about how the season has gone or is going?
I definitely have my concerns. I don't have a lack of faith that we can get it turned around, but I certainly have concerns. And some of the concerns that we had going into the year are coming to fruition. And then there's injuries and kind of the unknown of, you know, what's Hoyt going to be? You know, we're putting a lot of stock into him coming back and changing things. And Ogunjobi, I mean, at least another body at defensive tackle is strong. And, you know, he's had good moments in his career. And what's he going to look like when he gets back out there? And, you know, other guys that, you know, a Max Hairston, can he make an impact on this defense if or when he comes back? So we're putting a lot of stock into some of the unknowns. But, you know, I do have faith that, you know, they'll figure it out. And, you know, I just think every year is different. Even if you have a lot of continuity and a ton of experience and you've been to the playoffs and won your division 5 years in a row. Every year is different in the sense that, you know, you get a few new faces on either side of the ball, and certain schemes may or may not work. You can have different struggles. Players could have different struggles than they've had in years past. And so, you know, I think it's a situation of us figuring all those things out. The last couple weeks, we've had some really untimely penalties that, you know, maybe they're an anomaly and maybe it's a lack of discipline, but, you know, that last game, you know, we jump off sides, or we're lined up off sides on a sack right before that 81-yard Bijan run. If it's second and long, does that run happen later? You know, maybe. The fumble on the first play of the game where we're lined up off sides, does that, you know, change things if we recover that? And so, you know, I looked earlier today before doing One Bills Live, and it's us, the Chiefs, tied for the best odds to win the Super Bowl, as most expected heading into the season. But it's, you know, been different paths maybe than some would have thought.
For sure. The Chiefs went through some version of what the Bills are going through now right off the hop of the season. And their offense looked all out of sync, but then they got Worthy back and things seemed to be going much more smoothly there now. Eric, in the last half an hour or so, we were talking about the defense and the comfort level that there would have been for everyone involved with Hyde and Poyer back there, as sturdy and strong and excellent as they were for as long as they were. And, you know, last year came and went, and they got by. They made it, you know, just as far as they ever had when those guys were back there. So, you know, okay. I think it was during your segment on One Bills Live when I was on my way in, I heard the three of you, Chris and Steve and yourself, talking about just the way the zone defense looks right now. And I don't know if it was you that made the point or Steve, that there's just not a lot of reacting. Guys are getting to the part of the field they're supposed to cover that they're responsible for, but they're not reacting to anything really quickly enough anyway. I shouldn't say not reacting. I mean, I'm sure they're getting there eventually, but it seems a little slow. The whole thing just seems a little slow.
No, I'm with you. And, you know, whether that's, you know, a lack of experience on the back end where in time they start, you know, getting some of those breaking routes, whether it's been how bad we've been against the run, so our linebackers are up, you know, sucking up into the line of scrimmage more. You know, at times the pass rush hasn't been the issue. Other times, so certainly some pressure on the quarterback could have helped those guys on the back end, but there's other times where guys are winning quick. You know, Bosa, I'm watching him throughout the game have an opportunity to make plays, but there's wide open guys in the zones where they're able to hit them. And then you hear from Sean McDermott in his yesterday, I believe, when he said, you know, they asked him about the second half adjustments, and he said, we ran more man to man. And so, you know, kind of what I was saying where, you know, you got to figure out your team each and every year, even if you do have continuity, you know, this might become more of a man to man defense where we got to get in people's faces with man defense, because we're just, I don't know, there's those throws across the middle right behind the linebacker seem too easy. And then there's other times where guys are just sitting in soft spots of the zone where it's almost like, man, I'm so afraid I'm going to make a mistake, so I'm just going to get to my spot. And as long as someone doesn't come here, you know, I'm not going to be at fault here. But when you play like that, you're not going to make plays either.
Right.
It happens offensively that through six games, the numbers have pretty much come down every week. Not exactly a straight line, but points and yards, it's mostly correct. We've been talking about, among other things on the Bills offense, that subject is James Cook, and there's always a conversation to be had about his usage. And there's also like whether they should throw to him. I think, Eric, that I feel like if my running back is catching four or more passes a week, I'm probably a bad team. And my quarterback just doesn't run. I think there are probably lots of plays where it's third and four or something, and Allen's just going to go. It's that if Cook is even on the field on a third down play. Do you have a feeling about just how that part of their offense, what it is or isn't? And might it be something that because it's the bye and they've lost two games, or maybe something else here for you is what they turn to try to get better results on offense?
No, I'm with you. Yeah, I'm not saying they need to split out James Cook and use him as a slot receiver, because look at him. He's such a good athlete. Maybe he could play slot or, you know, be another weapon on the outside. But, you know, they're looking at everything right now. And, you know, I think offensively, you know, depending on who's back in these coming weeks, you likely have to lean into that run game and that power run game, especially to then open up play action. And that kind of might be your MO until you can get some of these guys going in the pass game. Because right now, whether it's, you know, Josh, them not separating, or Josh not being on the same page at times when someone sits and he leads them, or, you know, the pass rush gets to him and all, oh, that time someone was open, you know, not having a go-to guy, not having, you know, maybe ultimate trust in those guys has led to just a pretty mediocre pass game so far this season. And, you know, has Josh been perfect? No, but we all know who he is as a player at this point of his career. And so, you know, how do you get that pass game going until, you know, Keon grows up and becomes who we hope he can be, or you get Palmer back, or, you know, shoot, add somebody, or if it's Gabe Davis, whatever it may be, you might have to lean into that to then open up the pass game. And whether it's going back to some RPO type stuff that have worked in the past or whatever it may be, you know, they're gonna self scout hard this week and say, here's where we're at. And I'll say this right now, and I said it on One Bills Live earlier, I'd like to see them move Keon around more. See what you got in him. I mean, I'm not saying take all of Shakir's slot reps away, but move him around so he's not just getting stuck on the team's, you know, number one cornerback on the opposite side and then throwing him kind of 50-50 balls along the sideline. I'd like to see him involved more, whether it's motion or similar to the first play of the game where we throw it to Palmer off of play action. I'd like to see that be Keon on those routes, just to see what we got.
Yeah, that sort of dovetails into what I wanted to ask you about next, and it was them not having seemingly a pivot to handle Atlanta's blitz. I mean, it seemed like, you know, the first play is a good indicator. They kept, I think, one of the tight ends stayed in to chip, and so there was, like, you know, extra effort to slow the blitz down, and they got the look they wanted, and they threw it down the field. But that takes a while to develop. They didn't really ever have those quick-hitting, hot-type reads baked into their game plan. And I think that's kind of weird, considering that Atlanta came in with the reputation of being the heaviest blitz team in the league. I don't know. What do you think was going on there, and is there room for that? Because I would think other teams are going to look at what Atlanta did here and feel like, all right, we can handle them on the outside, and we'll just, you know, send, you know, five and six and see if they can handle it. So I think they're going to have to find a pivot pretty quick.
Yeah, I think so, too. It's a copycat league, and, you know, I wish I had a better answer other than, you know, I don't know per se what was called to, you know.
Right.
Know if it's Josh in those instances, or it's the receivers and Josh is looking his way and he's not sitting in the correct zone off the hot, or guys on the outside aren't recognizing the blitz to then break the route where they needed to. You know, I'm just being completely honest, I can speculate, but, you know, it'd be probably even less than 50-50 shot that I'm right. I will say there were times where, you know, guys would get beat up front where guys are moving around. They have some talented pass rushers. You don't know exactly where they're going to be, and that happens. There was times where I felt like Josh could have made a play, and he either didn't pull the trigger quick enough. I think when they looked at it, there was four sacks, and whoever credits these things credited Josh with two of the four sacks. But, no, you got to have answers. And late in the game, they kept two extra blockers in because it seemed like we didn't know which way they were coming from. Okay, well, then we'll just keep in seven blockers. But when you only have three guys out on a route and you don't have a ton of confidence that those guys can go out and make a play for you, I think it was Elijah Moore, Shakir, and Coleman, you know, no one was open. And so, yeah, you got to find those answers. And a lot of times the way we've done it in the past is to beat those guys with the throw. Keep five guys out there, and I think we talked about this on pregame, just knowing that they're the heaviest blitz team in the league, mm-hmm. that a lot of times Josh beats those guys with a throw, or okay, there's one guy coming to my right. I'll handle him, and I'll get around him. And they didn't have those answers Monday.
With Eric Wood on the Western Hotline, Mike Schopen, the Bulldog here. Eric normally with us on Mondays, but Monday night game, and then yesterday got busy, so we're happy to have him today. Just trying to maybe ask you to sum it all up here. Earlier, I used the word concerned, right? And you said, well, I think there are concerns, but I have faith that they'll get it right, mostly. I mean, to paraphrase. And this is another year. It's been actually every year since 1991. But all of these Allen McDermott years, they've lost two in a row at least once. Does it feel like, would you want to point to other years where we might have had some of these same kind of more heated sounding conversations? Even last year after Houston, Allen completes 9 passes in Houston last year, and like for very small yardage. Maybe it was just like this. Does that sound generally right, or do you feel more like this year is different in certain?
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin, or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month. But I'd like to offer one other perk. We have no stores. That means no small talk. Crazy weather we're having. No, it's not. It's just weather. It is an introvert's dream. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate. Then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Ways.
No, I feel like that's generally accurate. You know, I think we've had similar conversations in the past where they've figured it out. To me, the defense is kind of an unknown to me right now. Just because we haven't seen Hoyt and Ogunjobi in Bill's uniforms. And if they shore up the back end of the defense more and these guys grow and, you know, play better on the back end, does that free up a Bosa who we haven't seen in, you know, towards the end of a season in a Bill's uniform or playoff time? Does he become a game wrecker? There's a lot of unknowns. So I do feel like this is a similar conversation than, you know, that we've had coming off back-to-back losses the last 5 years. This one, to me, more unknowns on the defensive side of the football.
Okay. Eric, who is the putting you on the spot here? Maybe the answer is the Bills, which would make it easy. Who is the best team in the league right now?
To me, I'm probably giving that to Kansas City with them getting Rashee Rice back and just understanding, you know, who they have on that roster still. I certainly would put the Bills up there. Like the Indianapolis is and that of the world to me, I don't know. I just feel like, I'm not saying Daniel Jones is going to turn into a pumpkin, but I don't.
You're kind of waiting for it to happen, though, aren't you? I am, too.
It could happen.
I am. I like the Rams. I like the Rams. I think they got a good squad. I think defensively that young talent that they have is special. I'd probably say Kansas City, though. Who do you guys got?
It's tough. I mean, that's why I wanted to ask you. I watched Bet Sweats this morning. Sam Paniadovich, who was on with us every Friday, his answer was Tampa. I think he likes a hot take. But how many teams could you say reasonably are fair answers? Colts would have to be considered.
Yeah.
Detroit, I think, would have to be considered. Green Bay, even. I mean, it doesn't matter at this point, but
I like the Rams, too. I have always had a crush on Matthew Stafford going back to Georgia, and I also like some of the young guys. Verse, to me, is one of my favorite defensive players in the league to watch.
Yeah.
So he's a stud.
I'm high on them.
To give you an answer, I might go Green Bay. But, I mean, that division is so tough. Everybody's got a winning record. I don't know. Really tough.
So what does this week end up being like, Eric? I mean, are the coaches in the bunker here? I mean, you know, obviously you're always going to work on yourself, but that comes at maybe an opportune time here with them losing these two games going into the break. And I don't know, like, how much different could things look when they get back on the field a week from Sunday?
I think it could look different, whether that's personnel changes or some schematic changes. You know, ultimately it'll look fairly similar, but you know, whether Bills are on a two game losing streak or not, they were going to self scout, look at tendencies, look at formational tendencies, whatever it may be on the bye week. And they have staff members looking at that each and every week, but you know, the coaching staff's going to be heavily involved in all of that. And, you know, players get a chance to get away. Now, the NFLPA and the new CBA lets them get away longer than we used to get away. You know, I think we used to get a weekend off or whatever, and I think it's a minimum of 5 days now. But regardless, they'll get recharged. I'm sure there's conversations being had back and forth just because the players have a day off or have a chance to, you know, do whatever they want. Doesn't mean that your position coach isn't going to be sending you clips and we need to work on this and get ready for this when we get back. So I'd assume there's a lot of communication going on because, you know, this is a team that everybody in that building understands the window that they're currently in. It's not just Bills fans that are sitting here saying, hey, you know, this is our window. The AFC seems more open maybe than it's been in a while. And maybe the league in general, you know, they're seeing that too.
And you get a break, I imagine. I mean, is this going to be more golf, Disney? What's, if you don't mind telling us?
No, it is more golf. A buddy of mine belongs to a club down in Nashville, so I'm going to a member guest. But I'm bringing my wife with me. They have activities for the wife, so that I'm sure she wouldn't have cared if I went regardless. But we get to spend some extra time, just us two, this weekend.
Have your kids grown out of Disney?
No, they went this summer, and I'm sure at some point we'll be back.
I have to ask you every time. I don't know why I have to ask you every time. We shared it was a mutual interest there for, I haven't been in a few years.
No doubt.
There it is. Hopefully you don't have a fantasy team like mine that lost Ibuka, Puka Nacua, and Garrett Wilson on the same day. That was going really well.
Yeah, that's tough. I'm getting back Rashee Rice and George Kittle, which should help.
That definitely should help. If you've made it this far in your fantasy season alive with Rice on that bench, that's pretty good. And most, as Bulldog would tell you, most leagues, most sites don't let you put him on IR. Like, he was not injured.
No, I didn't.
Yeah, good.
Correct.
Well, I'm glad you made it out of Atlanta. Thanks for today. Enjoy your break.
Absolutely. Appreciate it. You guys have a great week.
Thanks.
All right. We'll catch up with Eric after the Carolina game next on our show. His appearance here on WGR today brought to you by Northwest Bank. For what's next, get started at northwest.com and by Northtown Kia, Western New York's number one Kia dealer. Shop at northtownkia.com.
Is this me bragging? Sort of
about what?
Passive aggressively bragging, like Pete Overzat accused me of the one time when we decided to bench Justin Jefferson.
I got to decide between Jefferson, Chase, and some other great player or whatever it was.
It was Wilson, Ibuka, and Jefferson, maybe. It wasn't Wilson. But yes, I think that's probably what I'm guilty of here. It was a bad week for receivers. I mean, Nacua was headed toward a record season. Ibuka was the offensive rookie of the year, and Wilson was somehow putting up huge games despite being on the Jets.
That's pretty incredible.
And now they're all going away, at least for a week. I mean, that's not official, but I think it's almost definite. Well, it is official on Ibuka. I think they're almost definitely all going to miss week 7. Tough one. Mike Schopen, the Bulldog, here at 803-0550. We'll have Sal at 5. The Sabres tonight at home to the Senators. We'll look for your calls again after this here on
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10-7 through 12-1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So MLB fans are connected from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, the most towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever. You can keep up with your teams on the road, overseas, and even off the grid. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Based on analysis by Ookla Speedtest Intelligence data, 1H2025 compatible device and plan required for T-Satellite. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.